Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is a special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne between the St Kilda Saints and the Sydney Swans, live in Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and across Australia on the Community Radio Network. You're with Fiona Newton and Beck Dahl from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. Up next, we're going to be talking to Hugh Goddard from the St Kilda Saints. I keep getting mixed up between the Saints and the Swans, which is not a good thing.
You should have worked on that public feed before we got on air.
I'm secretly working on a merger.
Yeah.
So welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it's been good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you as well.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. It's a big game against ahead of us for the Saints boys. It's an opportunity to put ourselves into finals, and obviously the event that it is as well today is really, really exciting to see a bit of growth together and everyone a bit of sense of belonging for everyone.
So you think Saints is still a finals chance?
Yeah, well, definitely. Well, it's statistically we're there. We're an opportunity to make finals and. It's just a really good opportunity for the boys tonight to put it all in place and see how much we want it. So it's really exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, if North lose the next two games and you win, you're in.
Is that exactly anything's
right?
Possible.
Yeah, exactly. Anything's possible. So, we're looking forward to tonight and see what we can produce.
Beautiful. Have you always been a Saints supporter when you were a kid?
I grew up in Geelong, so I was a bit of a Geelong supporter,
right.
But I did follow the Saints pretty closely, but I was sort of a bit of a Geelong supporter, so I was sort of down that track early on.
But I'm sure the minute you get drafted, that'll go
down
the window.
Right.
Yeah,
and you put the family all on board as well, so they were all pretty diehard Geelong. But
oh wow, so they've all turned.
So they've all turned straight away, so that's pretty good. So
that's good.
Yeah,
maybe that's a good way to get more members for your club.
Yeah, that's right.
For someone with a big family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, it's good. But it's good.
Beautiful. Hugh, what do you think AFL players can do to help stamp out homophobia in sport?
I just think it's acceptance. I think it's everyone just, standing up for what's right and, sharing the message. I think that's the main thing in terms of everyone bringing it together. It's not just AFL players. I think it's everyone. So I think, it's just really important for everyone is to, be able to provide acceptance and share the message like you guys are today. And I think it's a really good message.
So what's happened at the club to educate players and coaches and perhaps even supporters as well about the effects that, homophobic jokes and that kind of thing can have an effect on the gay community?
Yeah, I think Sam Buell's been a really good ambassador for us St Kilda boys, and he's made a really, really clear stance in front of the boys and just made sure that we're a pretty loyal club in terms of that. I don't really hear many stuff around the club in terms of homophobic jokes, so it's a really good place to be around, and we really stand out for that. So it's a really good place to be, and just making sure that everyone's on the same page is really good.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what should be looking out for tonight? Who's going to fire? Who's going to have a big game? Who are we keeping an eye on?
I think the last couple of weeks, obviously Nick Reid, our captain, has been very, very consistent all season. Jack Nunes last week was at one of our best players. He's really stepping up this late part of the year, which is really good. And I think Mav Weller's the other one who's really standing up. I think they're both young leaders that are coming through and looking to drive this club into places we want to be. So they're showing their mark tonight. So you'll see them on the wing and up forward. So number 44, number 16.
All right.
I'll help
we'll
you out,
keep
guys.
An eye out.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah, no
and
worries.
You'll be back next year?
Yeah, definitely next year. So obviously had a bit of a setback about 9 weeks ago now. So ruptured my Achilles. So I've just got out of the moon boot last week and just starting to progress a bit of size back in the calf and hopefully get back running about November. So
that's pretty scary injury. I saw you do that against the Crows. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but no, it was a bit of a scary one. But I think a bit of time has passed now and you sort of move on and look to what the future holds. And that's for me is doing everything I can with my rehab right now and make sure I'm getting back out there with the boys. It's hard watching. But
I was going to say, do you get a bit itchy when you're watching?
It's very, very itchy. It's very hard to hard to watch, but it's good to see them go so well. I'm really, really happy that they're doing really well and I look forward to getting back out there myself.
Yeah, and look, it's exciting to see where the Saints will go even into 2017 with
exactly
the way you've been playing. So.
Yeah, and I think, obviously the best case scenario is we do make finals. So I think it's just been a really good stepping stone for the club to be able to get to where we have so far, and 9th or 10th wherever we end up, it's a really good position, or even 8th if we do make finals. But it's exciting times ahead.
Must be a pretty exciting time around the club.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting, actually. It's obviously that, I guess, pinpoint of the season where there's an opportunity still there. So there's lots of hope still around the club. And lots of younger players are really, really driving standards, which is what we want. And I think we're one of the youngest groups in the comp. So to think, as you were saying, about 27 and onwards is really, really exciting for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think having those young players when you're already doing well must be, you can just see the future, that it's not like you've got an older list where you think, oh, where's this going to go? You've got a lot of youth and excitement to go forward.
Yeah, exactly right. That's it. And I think, it's up to us younger guys to really actually drive standards. You know, you've got guys like Nick Riewoldt and Lee Montagna. These guys have been around and have played through the final series and done all that kind of stuff. So it's really good for us to really get the opportunity to try to start driving standards, and that's where we've got what to do to get to where we want to be in the future.
Great. And one big question is, who do you think is going to win the grand final this year?
That's a tough one. Well, I think after the game just before today about Hawthorn, they dominated North Melbourne today, but they're pretty up and down. So it's a really even competition at the moment, which I actually really enjoy. It's, you know, it keeps it exciting. You know, there's no one sort of team, but I do think Hawthorn will go four. But hopefully Saints can get there and make it all the way. We'll go with that one.
Sure, why not?
Break some records, being from eighth on the ladder to grand final from a few players.
So you've got to look forward, don't you?
Yeah, definitely right.
Wonderful. Confident for tonight?
Yeah, I am. I think, I've been with the boys all week and it's been really exciting. Obviously, the opportunity to push yourself into finals, so it's really exciting, and I'm hoping they'll go really well. It's all about fast stuff for us tonight, so we'll see how they go.
Yeah, wonderful. Great.
Well, thanks so much, Hugh, for your time here on the Pride Game broadcast. We'll certainly be barracking for the Saints tonight, just quietly, because we've got teams in the top four.
Yeah, so that's right. So we're all
on the teams to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
No worries at all, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Hugh.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.